Joni Pilato is a veteran jazz singer. She's an independent artist who's been singing and recording since she arrived in Chicago in the middle of that famous blizzard of January 1979. She began, like many others, doing voiceover work and as a studio singer while developing her impressive bio, which goes from the studio to performing live in iconic venues in places like Chicago and New York. She's recorded around 35 albums. In the early days, Joni lived near the clubs and studios on Rush Street, and things really fell into place when she met her husband, Bradley Parker Sparrow, who owned Sparrow Sound Design and record label. They eventually renamed the label Southport Records, and it's still going strong today. Together, they have recorded many works, most recently Joni's April release of her new project, My Original Plan, with the talented Fareed Hawk as a producer and collaborator. Joni told me some great stories of her musical journey, from her early days on Rush Street, when she met her husband, to how some of the songs from her album come from unlikely places.
Welcome to The Sauce, Joni Pilato. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Dawn, and congratulations on your show.
Thank you so much.
That's so cool.
Now, Joni, you're a singer. You're a jazz singer, but that's not the only hat you wear. So today we'll get into a conversation about not only your new album called My Original Plan, which releases or drops April 16th, but I'm interested in the other things you do as voiceover talent and studio.
Well, I moved to Chicago in 1979. I started singing in clubs downtown. I was staying sort of in the downtown area because I wanted to be close to where the recording studios were, because I knew if you got the call back in those days, you wanted to rush right there so you didn't miss a gig. So yeah, I found a really cool apartment back then. Can you imagine at 10 West Elm? I had a one bedroom apartment that was $400.
Amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
It was. But yeah, those were the days. And the back room was a club that was right down the street. Dawn, I moved here in January of 79 during that blizzard, and the snow was up above my knees.
Right.
I'm not a tall person. I'm not short. I'm 5'4", but the snow was above my knees. So the best part was being able to walk down to the back room. I mean, literally it was two blocks, so I could hear my jazz. I met L.D. Young and so many great jazz musicians when I was living on Rush Street.
That's beautiful.
So that was very cool. That was a start. And then after that, I met Sparrow. He had a label. He had a studio in Lincoln Park. And when we met, I was very interested in studio work, but I had never really done any engineering per se. So I learned all that sort of. Do you know what I mean when you learn through like osmosis?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it wasn't really through a book, or it wasn't really saying Sparrow saying, now you do this and you do that. I was just around. I had the good fortune to just be around the studio all the time. So I was really lucky that I got to learn so much about studio work that way.
Tell me about your album. You have a new album called My Original Plan, releasing April 16th.
Yes. Well, this is my, I've got about 14 or 15 records out as a leader, you would say, in the biz, you know, that are my records. A lot of jazz records. Records I recorded in the past with the likes of great jazz artists like Willie Pickens and King Fleming and Vaughn Freeman. But I started recording original music. I would always include a couple of originals on each record and some of Sparrow's music because he's a composer as well. But this is my third recording of all original music, My Original Plan. And when I started working on it with Fareed Hawk, who's such a wonderful musician and such a virtuoso on guitar, and just musically, he's just great. He's been on most of my recordings, But this record was different because we had a couple of really intensive rehearsals, just the two of us. And I had all these songs, and we listened to it and we worked on the arrangements, and he said, you know, I want to produce this with you. I said, great. So that was such a kick, such a thrill, such a great perspective, having his knowledge of making decisions about the music, the arrangements, maybe an intro, or maybe he'd say, oh, let's change the key here and go to change keys here, or things like that. And the mix too, he was very, very hands-on with the mix. So I feel great because I never really worked like that with an outside producer. Mostly I would just do it myself, or with Sparrow and I would work on all my records together. But having Fareed Haq was really, really special.
Yeah, I'll bet. He's really gifted, and I love the flavor. You can sort of feel the flavor that he brings to the project.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, it's funny, Dawn, because when we, after those intensive rehearsals, we were able to record three nights in December of 2019, before the pandemic, together in the studio with Louise Everling and John Devlin and Fareed and I, the basic quartet. So to be able to do that, like the old days, as a band, made such a big difference in the record for me. We added stuff later and zoomed, tracks and sent wave files, but the basic recording was the essence of the record. And I figured after December of 2019, we got into 2020, and I thought, oh, well, we'll just keep going, and I'll put the record out later this year. Well, that wasn't meant to be.
You had plenty of time to refine and redo and change and rethink. Yeah, nice to have had that to think about, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I was listening to your album. About a Song is a beautiful tune. Can you tell me about how that came to be?
Well, thank you. It's funny when you write a ballad. I think I had the idea for the song, the lyrics. I usually sit down at the piano when I write, or just kind of in my head. And a lot of times I'll just have like an index card and I'll jot lyrics down, or I might jot a chord change down. Oh, I don't want to forget that. So I'll write it down and I'll come back to it later. But when we recorded it, Fareed had such a beautiful concept for the arrangement, starting off with the vocal, just the vocal and the guitar. And then we brought in Howard Levy. When he makes his entrance on the piano, it just boom, it just lifts everything up. And it's one of my favorites. I really love it.
What was the clue?
Could it be you? Another song. What were the words? Do they belong? Remember when the words rang true? I wrote this song.
Want to tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and I think your album is wonderful, and we'll have to meet again.
Yes, we'll have to meet again and hang out when we can hang out, sing together when we can sing together.
Yeah, let's do
and,
that.
I'm really appreciate you doing this, because as you know, as an independent artist, every piece of promo, everything that we can do to help us promote our music and get it out there to the public is really helps. It's really meaningful. So I'm so glad to be on The Sauce. I love the name.
Thank you so much. You know, we keep it spicy. We're cooking up, trying to bring in lots of, you know, lots of different flavors in the world of music, arts, and culture. So
love it. All the best to you with this.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Joni.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Thank you all for tuning into The Sauce. Be sure to join us next time when I'll have a new delicious mix of great artistry and music. And I'll be right here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. I'm Dawn Burns. Until next time, peace and love, beautiful souls.